Repentance, an important element of the gospel. After John was imprisoned, Jesus came to Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." Mark chapter 1 verses 14 to 15. Woe unto you, Chorazin! Woe unto you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works, which were done in you, had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. Matthew chapter 11 verse 21. Repentance turns away the righteous judgment of the Father. The men of Nineveh shall rise in judgment with this generation and shall condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonas, and, behold, a greater than Jonas is here. Matthew chapter 12 verse 41. For John came unto you in the way of righteousness, and you believed him not, but the publicans and the harlots believed him, and you, when you had seen it, repented not afterwards, that you might believe him. Matthew chapter 21 verse 32. All have sinned, all need repentance. When Jesus heard it, he said unto them, "They that are whole have no need of the physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." Mark chapter 2 verse 17. Assuredly, I say to you, it will be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for that city. So they went out and preached that people should repent. And they cast out many demons, and anointed with oil many who were sick, and healed them. Mark 6, 11-13. The Father's not willing for anyone to perish. At that season, some were present that told Jesus of the Galileans, whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And Jesus said unto them, "Do you suppose that those Galileans were sinners above all the Galileans because they suffered such things? I tell you, number. But, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. Or those 18, upon whom the tower in Siloam fell and killed them, do you think that they were sinners above all men that dwelt in Jerusalem? I tell you, number. But, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish." Luke chapter 13, 1-5. Repentance in the life of the prodigal. Then he said, "A certain man had two sons. And the younger of them said to his father, 'Father, give me the portion of goods that falls to me.' So he divided to them his livelihood. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together, journeyed to a far country, and there wasted his possessions with prodigal living. But when he had spent all, there arose a severe famine in that land, and he began to be in want. Then he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would gladly have filled his stomach with the pods that the swine ate, and no one gave him anything. But when he came to himself, he said, 'How many of my father's hired servants have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you, and I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants.'" Luke chapter 15 verses 11-19. Repentance exhibited in Zacchaeus. Then Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. Now behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus who was a chief tax collector, and he was rich. And he sought to see who Jesus was, but could not because of the crowd, for he was of short stature. So he ran ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was going to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him, and said to him, "Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must stay at your house." So he made haste and came down, and received him joyfully. But when they saw it, they all complained, saying, "He has gone to be a guest with a man who is a sinner." Then Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, I give half of my goods to the poor, and if I have taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I restore fourfold." And Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because he also is a son of Abraham, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost." Luke chapter 19 verses 1-10. Take heed to yourselves. If your brother trespasses against you, rebuke him, and if he repents, forgive him. And if he trespass against you 7 times in a day, and 7 times in a day turn again to you saying, I repent. You shall forgive him. Luke chapter 17 verses 3 to 4. This is really important. You have to know this. Repentance is not optional. It is life or death. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Whoever has ears, let him hear. Except you repent, you will all likewise perish. Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. Turn to Christ, obey his word, and live. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe the gospel, or you will likewise perish. Now is the time to turn and live.